This week, we're launching a new extra credit listener challenge, so get ready to start your creative engines. This one involves a cutting-edge technology that is about to take over the world, 3D printing.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is.
The power of another dimension.
Turn on the printer, will you? I want to get a print out of this.
For the challenge, we're partnering with MakerBot, the pioneering company that wants to bring 3D printers into every home. Say that one of the little buttons is missing on your remote control, or your kid's toy car has a broken spoke, or you want new temples for your eyeglasses. You could just print them. That's right. You could just print new ones. To see how the thing works, I went to MakerBot's storefront in New York to get the lowdown from the founder and CEO.
Welcome, Kurt. I'm Bree Pettis, and you're here at the MakerBot store here on Mulberry Street in Manhattan.
And you are, if not the king of 3D printing, a prince of 3D printing. What is 3D printing for those of our listeners who don't know?
Sure. 3D printing is a process where you have an idea and you either download a digital design or you create a digital design on your computer, and then the 3D printer creates it in 3D. It does that by building it up layer by layer.
With what? What is the material out of which these objects are made?
We use this great material called PLA, which is a renewable bioplastic made from corn. And it's got super high dimensional tolerance, great accuracy, really beautiful detail, and it just makes beautiful objects.
The scanning part, how does that work? If I have some little trinket or keychain I would love a copy of, you can scan that and 3D print it, right?
Yeah, we've got the MakerBot Digitizer is a desktop 3D scanner, and you can put things on the turntable, and it's kind of like an old record turntable, except instead of having a record like tone arm, it's got lasers, and the lasers shoot at the object, and the object turns around, and it turns it from a physical object into a digital object.
And I know that all kinds of industrial designers and companies are doing quick prototypes, and instead of just having a sketch, they make a version of the thing. So these are being used in the real world. There are also just ordinary people, hobbyists, people who just want to play around with this. I assume that's a lot of your clientele.
Yeah, I mean, people who buy MakerBot replicators and MakerBot digitizers are a mix. I mean, one of our biggest customers is NASA, but then also it's just parents and teachers and folks who just want to live one step into the future. And, you know, it's kind of like when I was a kid and my family, I was the first kid to have an Apple II Plus on the block. You can be the first family on your block to have a MakerBot. And, you know, we're rapidly approaching the time when everybody's going to know somebody who has a 3D printer. And
like TVs in the early 50s and
exactly.
Computers in the early 80s. And they, in terms of their cost, they cost, you know, it's not cheap, but it's probably less than your Apple was 30 years ago in real life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's basically the MakerBot Replicator 2 is $2,200. The MakerBot Digitizer is $1,400. You know, these pieces of equipment are kind of on par with your laptop, a nice laptop.
Right. Should we go look at
let's go check it out.
Machines?
All right, so what
this
you've got
this
here,
is it.
You've got the MakerBot Replicator 2, and let me show you how it works. It's you've got the material coming from the back and going into the extruder. The extruder is kind of like a fancy hot glue gun. It draws in plastic, and you can see it's drawing on this piece of plastic. And when it's done, it goes down a little bit and draws another layer on top of that, and layer by layer it builds it up. And it's actually right now building a bracelet. And this will be done in just like 10 minutes.
It being the holidays, we're gonna do a big holiday-themed public challenge. Describe that.
We are challenging the entire world to contribute ornaments, basically design ornaments, upload them to Thingiverse.com, and we're going to go ahead and make them, and we're going to have a pretty amazing award ceremony.
So these are holiday-themed ornaments, for instance, a Christmas tree ornament, or any holiday ornament you wish.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see what kind of creativity emerges.
For those who are more daunted by anything to do with computers or design, we have a second part of the challenge for that anybody can participate in, which is...
Well, if you've got a holiday thing that will fit on the digitizer, which is 8 inches in diameter by 8 inches tall, that could be an ornament, that could be a decoration, go ahead and take a picture of it, send it on in, and we'll check it out. And we're going to scan the best ones and And make copies of those.
And for people who either live in New York or are going to be in New York, on December 17th at the Green Space here in SoHo, we're going to have a live festival that you and I will host together. 3D print the winning designs in front of people and just revel in the miracle of 3D printing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party.
If you'd like to see one of those 3D printers in action, we've got a video at studio360.org. While you're there, you can get all the details about our 3D printer challenge with MakerBot. The deadline is soon, December 2nd, and if you're going to be in New York City on December 17th, come to our live 3D printing fiesta. Again, all the information about the show and tickets is at studio360.org/3D.
The power of another dimension.
That's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
I'm a printer.